All right, Josh, Ryan Garcia is coming off of a huge win against Devin Haney. And he has come out with this whole thing of, in fact, you even said, he's one flew over the cuckoo's nest. Well, he kind of was, because he's kind of like Jack Nicholson. He said that he made that whole thing up. He played it off. And we have a guy from the UFC in Sugar Sean O'Malley who has been talking about wanting to take on Ryan Garcia. Did you happen to see the beautiful little tweet that King Ryan put out to Mr. O'Malley?
Yeah, King Ryan, he says, man bun slash Connor clone wants a boxing match. I wanted MMA, but let's do it. I like the idea of the two of them mixing it up in terms of MMA and boxing. But hey, that's my brother's name, Biatch. And then now I have to destroy you. Little Pony cannot defeat me, Little Pony. Sugar Sean says, let's do it. The one thing that this fight is not going to happen. I have no idea why we're even talking about it.
John, you know why we're talking about it? Because it's going to happen.
No, it's not.
You're right.
It's not going to happen. The Conor thing was an anomaly. Like, that's not going to happen. Look what happened with Francis Ngannou being the champion. They allowed him to walk. He went off and now he's fighting. They don't like this. You've said this a bunch of times. They hate the idea of all the MMA guys going to boxing because they all lose.
Of course.
They all lose because they're
all the odds are against them.
Tell me what your dad used to tell people.
Don't play another man's game. Make them play yours. Meaning, if you are stupid enough to be a person that is a kickboxer and you're going to get into a boxing match with someone, you just took 50% of the tools that you work on all the time and you threw them out the window to play another man's game. Don't do it.
And that's exactly what's going on. And the biggest thing is this, is that they look at the money discrepancy. Ryan made $50 million for this last fight 2 weeks or last weekend.
What?
Yep. Came out, said 50. He won $50 million. So now I don't know 50. If that, no, he made $50 million. I don't know if that also had to do with the fact that he won the $12 million off the $2 million bet, if it was all lumped together. So it could have been that, but I just saw that Ryan got paid $50 million. Or he made $50 million over the weekend. So if that's the case. But Ryan also came out and said that all...
I'm not buying that.
What?
I'm not buying that. Not buying it. He didn't make no $50 million.
What do you think he made?
I would have said that he would have made close between 8 to 10 for that fight.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Way more.
Dude, it wasn't even a title fight.
Way more. It was supposed to be for a title.
Well, I'm not saying it wasn't supposed to be, but it wasn't.
But John, does that matter in terms of when it comes down to the pay-per-view buys and what his dollars would be? How crazy Ryan was leading up to that fight, either people wanted to see if he was really crazy or they wanted to see if like he actually showed up to the fight to fight. Well, he showed up. He showed up and showed out. Well, that's what happened.
He was even a little crazy during that fight.
Yeah.
Well, because he started fighting and then he stopped.
Yeah, what happened with the whole back roll? What is this turn your back stuff?
There was so many weird things going on in that fight, but here's the whole point, and I agree with you. When the UFC has got Sean O'Malley under contract, and if you think that Dana wants to see and his 135-pound champion, so Sugar Sean fights at 135, Ryan can't make 140, right? He's going to 147. So Sean O'Malley's going to go up that far to fight, and Dana's not going to let him do it because he knows what the outcome will be.
It wouldn't matter if it was a smaller guy. Lomachenko would mop the floor.
Oh, my God.
With Sugar Sean. And that's no disrespect, but it goes back into...
None at all.
You're fighting
somebody. It's not his game.
It's not your game. Like, the threat of you being... Like, the reach and the range, the speed, the movement, all that looks great in an MMA cage against a person who is not anywhere near the level of any of the other guys in this boxing world. It's not even close. Yeah. Like, I continue to go back to the times that I've sparred with top-level boxers, you know, Robert the Ghost Guerrero being one of them. The guys fought at 147.
147.
Dude, he was fucking toying with me for the first four rounds. And then he went on to do another fucking eight rounds. Like, with real boxers. Like, real boxers. It was embarrassing, man.
When he got warmed up by you.
That's all he did was he used me for warm up. That's exactly what he did. And that's what's going to happen. It's going to turn it. Look, like go back to the Conor McGregor fight and Floyd Mayweather. Floyd bet on himself to win in the later rounds.
Yes. Because
he carried him to the rounds and then he got to where he wanted to be. And look, I put $10 million on myself to knock you out or beat you in this round. So what did he do? He went out there and did it. I mean, that's exactly what can happen. These dudes can call out what round they want to finish these MMA guys in. And that's not, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Sean. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Francis Ngannou. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to any of the boxers that have went in to fight MMA guys to go into fight boxing. The reality is these guys have been doing it. A lot of them have been doing it since they were kids. Ryan was talking about, man, I've been doing this since I was a young kid.
Ryan's 25.
I know, but he's been doing it since he was like 7 or 8. Yeah. I mean, these guys, like Sean, but, like Sean doing and MMA, jiu-jitsu.
What makes Sean O'Malley good in the stand-up?
His movement and his speed and his range. He's got a really good jab.
Yeah, and he's also really got a good front teep kick.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's got a lot of good kicks that he uses to gain distance. And he does all these things with another half of his body that he can't use.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. It's like you are stepping into somebody else's world where they have all the tools that they've been working on for their entire lives, 7 years of age. Now he's 25. Okay. And he doesn't have to get rid of anything. All the rules are his.
Yeah.
You have to get rid of so many things.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. It won't work. Don't do it.
Yeah, but can't. But John.
And I love the fact, I'm being honest, I love the fact that he can't do it.
If
the UFC is going to say no.
Hey, I got to be honest, though.
I'd like to see him make the money.
If yeah, exactly.
I'd like to see him make the money. I don't want to see him get the loss.
If fucking Tank called me or fucking Mike Tyson called me and said, hey, you're going to make this much money if you fight me, I'm fucking fighting you.
Do it.
I'm fucking fighting
you. Of course.
So,
of course.
I mean, right now, Sean's operating on all cylinders. He's firing fucking, his pistons are firing fucking on all cylinders. He's ready to go, man. He really, in his mind, believes with one or two more wins, I can beat this guy. I don't think you can, but it does make for an interesting conversation. That's why we're here talking about it. But it's not going to happen. Dana's made it very clear. I don't like these kind of fights. I don't want these MMA guys going in there. And why would I want to take a chance? Like, look, to be honest, there's no disrespect with you going out there like Conor did and losing to Floyd Mayweather, who none of the top-level boxers could beat him. But Ryan Garcia has been beat by Gervonta Davis. And, you know, and don't get me wrong, Devin Haney was winning a lot of those rounds until he decided to wake up.
Middle rounds.
You know what I mean? And put the pressure on him and put the pace on him and put the power on him. But what do you think is going to happen? Like, it's not like Ryan Garcia is Floyd Mayweather. He's not young, you know, Manny Pacquiao level. He's not there yet. Like, the star power is not. Manny had a whole country behind him. And Ryan Garcia doesn't have that. I don't see Dana allowing this fight to happen. Like, it's just not enough. I know Sean wants it for the payday, but I don't see it happening.